even more than most. I cover up scars, emptiness is caused when the chemicals take. Will it be me, a dreamer? There's a heartbeat somewhere that I'm gonna find you there in the dark.
One more time.
Around this empty town, 3 a.m. no one around. All the shops are closed and I'm close to passing out. Got a place I ought to be and someone who's missing me, but my mind, no, my mind can't get you out. I know I'm not supposed to say it, I know I'm not supposed to think, but I got it bad, bad, bad. I know I'm not supposed to say it, I know we can't ever be, but I want it bad, bad, bad. Promise when you're with her that you're picturing me, that it's all you can do, that I'm all you can see. Promise when I'm with him that I'm picturing you, and when you're loving her, promise that you're loving me too. Promise, oh, promise that you're loving me too. Promise that you're loving me too. Promise, oh, you're loving me too. Promise that you're loving me too. Promise that you're loving me too. Promise, oh.
Let's go inside instead. How could something feel so right? When it met, we had to lie. All I got now is this pounding in my chest. I know I'm not supposed to say it, I know I'm not supposed to think, but I got it bad, bad, bad. I know I'm not supposed to say it, I know we can't ever be, but I want it bad, bad, bad. Promise when you're with her that you're picturing me, that it's all you can do, that I'm all you can see. Promise when I'm with him that I'm picturing you, and when you're loving her, promise that you're loving me too. Promise, oh, promise that you're loving me too. Promise that you're loving me too. Promise, oh, promise that you're loving me too. Promise that you're loving me too. Promise that you're loving me too.
Little more, 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 little more I could read your mind. You were the thinking kind. I must have read you blind.
Growing up in a house where somebody that my
brain, I had a bleeding heart. It tore my world apart. Taking a shot in the dark. I wasn't meaning to aim.
Older, that they realize that no, not all families are like this. So it is good to be starting that communication now and to be checking in with each other's needs, like you said, like making sure that they all feel like they're getting their needs met first as well, like that they're not necessarily going above and beyond.
Too many things.
No, she does
what she wants. But there was a time when she was little, you know, when she asked, you know, mm-hmm. why does he not walk? You know, she was old enough. I don't know, maybe she was like 3 or whatever, when she's starting to, she knows this is normal, but then she's seeing other kids and she's part of the other world outside of our family. And so, you know, and so of course we just.
Is there no turning back? You got me
explanation, like nobody's business, and because to her it's just normal. It's just this how it is, and there's nothing good or bad about it. It's just this is his story, and he likes to throw sticks, and he likes these kind of movies. And so I think, you know, for people that are listening that maybe don't have someone really close to them with disabilities, and like the wording, like we were talking about before, and my advice would be like don't focus on that. Like, connect with the person. There's always something there that you can connect with the person about that's not their injury, their problem, their disability. There's always, I mean, even if it's just on the street, like, I like your hat, or, you know, it's just there.
KZFR Chico. You're listening to Love in the 21st Century, and we are talking about love and family again with family members with different abilities. Miss Emily Rebecca has joined us to talk about her personal experience of a mother of 3 with one son that has a different ability, hence special needs. And we're going to be talking here. Similar situation. So stay tuned. Call in if you have a comment to add, 895-1114, or message us on the Facebook page. We'll be doing our best to get those comments on the air.
Wow. Is it really fair and balanced? I don't mean the ridiculous Fox TV channel, whose right-wing ranters mock their own PR slogan, but rather a network that actually matters in our society, America's legal system. To check the balance of the... by running frauds and scams that wreak trillions of dollars in damages to working families, homeowners, and taxpayers. Yet, not a single one of them has been indicted or even seriously pursued by the law. More recently, blacks, but the executive criminals who pulled these capers have skated free without ever being charged. Now, meet Gina Ray, who is neither a CEO nor a serious offender. Infractions. Ms. Ray, an unemployed 31-year-old in rural Alabama, got caught up in her problem mushroomed and she was unable to pay. So the corporatized legal system locked her up and hit her with company fees for each of the 40 days she was behind bars. Her original $179 ticket has now surpassed $3,000. She was not told that she has a right to a court-appointed lawyer or offered any alternatives to more fines and jail. This is Jim Hightower.
I would like to start talking about more the ABM method and how, when you first started getting going with that and what it is, so that some of our listeners might find out what this tool is.
Okay. So it was about 3 years ago. Actually, I believe Anat came on KZFR and was interviewed, but she... And so I had heard her name, and I picked up her book, and it basically goes through these 9 essential tools of how to, you know, reconnect to ourselves and turn our brain on to be a really learning brain. And I don't think I was even a few chapters in. It made so much sense to me. It was so much of a better idea. And, you know, booked us for some lessons and not really knowing what to expect. And then before he even went down for his lessons, I actually did a workshop with her. And I had my own real transformation doing that workshop when basically there's 2 ways to access the ABM, and one is through... a lesson where a practitioner would guide you through movements with their hands, and the other one would be verbally instructed movement. So you would just... which are the... flexibility change from that lesson after pretty much, you know, just laying flat on my back and moving my arm a little bit. And I got up and felt so different. And it was really profound for me to notice, wow, like this, I feel so different now. So anyway, I started my whole process of taking Riggs into lessons. And so he was about 7 and a half, a little over 7. And, you know, he'd been working on sitting up and, you know, walking and doing all kinds of things his whole life. He'd been, you know, put into these positions he couldn't be in, and he'd been asked to do the things he couldn't do yet. So, and we've had amazing people in his life, you know, working with him, and it's it was never really about the personal relationship between him and maybe his therapist or people that were helping him, but the school of thought behind it, which was to focus on what was wrong with him. In someone else's mind, you know, to him, there's something wrong with him anyway. So what ABM did was really look at his whole self and not look at what he couldn't do, but look to his... organize the brain better, create new pathways, get the neurons up and going, you know, upgrade our own system. And so, you know, our brain does everything for us. It certainly doesn't just move us physically. It's how we think and how we have emotions and everything we do in the world, whether we feel joy or sorrow, like our brain is in charge of that. And so upgrading our brain, that upgrade... But he, within about a month of going down there and getting a few lessons from experienced practitioners a couple times a week, he all of a sudden was able to sit up. at 7.5. And, you know, he... and you're old now. But that's not the case. The brain is amazing, and it can be turned on and connected to at any age.
Is the Anat Vanyal method specifically for people with different abilities, or is it just...
Not at all.
It's
for everyone. It's for everyone. And basically, for myself, like, I wouldn't have considered myself having any disabilities, but having done the lessons and been in the training, you know, I used to get back pain when I would drive for long periods of time. That just completely disappeared. You know, the way I'm able to, you know, choose my thoughts and my words and how I relate with my partner and my kids, my ability to really have control over my intentionality in my world has changed quite a bit. And I mean, I have seen many different people have incredible outcomes in all different ways. So it's really for anybody, because we can all do better in some. It's a process of connecting with that nervous system, waking up that nervous system, and so it's super specific to that. In between the practitioner's nervous system and that other nervous system.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you, Emily, are a practitioner as well.
I did just graduate from the first part of the basic training, and I'm going to continue on with my training with the Children's Mastery, and there's more trainings after that even. So,
are you offering your services?
Movement lessons, and I'm looking to do that in Chico. So I'm not quite like ready to practice full time because I'm full time momming. But I would love for people that are interested to, first of all, go to Anat's website. There's amazing YouTube videos of her. And the website's very informative as far as, you know, more articulating the work and how it's done. So yeah, I'm happy to give out my contact.
BANIEL method.com. And that has lots of information about the actual practice and methods of the neuro movement to improve your mind and body. Me of like an acupressure or an acupuncture experience where it's just like touching a right nerve ending where it adjusts something. And yeah, I'm curious about, you know, how, what you mentioned about different people coming for different reasons to this method, you know, like whether that be an emotional or physical issue. And I'm wondering what your experience. different things that people showed up for that they wanted maybe treatment for with this method that is an emotional?
Well, because I'm not practicing as a practitioner, I mean, I can't really speak totally from my own experience as far as people coming to me.
Mm-hmm.
But what I know is that, you know, it's very moving to be connected to. And I think that what ABM is about... that I know, that I practice on, is that there's an incredible sense of well-being just having that human connection. And so I think that also when we start to get to know ourselves and feel ourselves and get mindful, you know, a lot of emotions come up and stuff that we didn't necessarily plan on. And I've seen that in my class where... don't know what's gonna come out of someone's experience. And the beauty I find of ABM is just that we can look to another person and really not look to know what they're experiencing already or the challenges that they have, but just look to wonder about them, wonder how they are, wonder what's going on for them, and look to, you know, look to improve their life and make them, you know, or help them be the best they can be. I'm gonna give my all to you. Our thoughts are silent, transparent. No, like if you look at the way a baby learns to say roll over, which is like a, you know, normal baby will get to that point. And that's totally neurologically happening. The development's going along. The baby's never going to... It's not thinking of doing that. It's going to happen. But the end sort of result, not really the end, but that's never going to be, you know, thought of beforehand. It's just sort of happened spontaneously. So when we have a transformation...
So if people out there are interested in finding out more information, they can check out the notbutnowmethod.com. And Emily, you also said you'd give out some other contact information.
And she is an experienced practitioner here in Chico doing the ABM method. And my number is area code 831-227-1314. And I encourage anyone listening to go to a NOT site and get more information. And then if you feel like, you know, contacting me or Rosalie and asking questions or just anything, I'm totally open to...
maybe don't feel like your child has any special needs or you're not in a particular position of having special needs, it's a book that you can begin with to start to maybe look for those things and maybe notice something that you didn't notice before.
Parent, and I don't think it really has anything to do with, you know, having... challenges or not, because just being human is a challenge. And I've learned, you know, my... And of course, you know, as I read it, I also, you know, looked to apply it to myself.
Great. Thank you so much, Emily. Rebecca, is there any closing remarks from the two of you?
Thank you for coming. This was great. Yeah, you're an amazing guest.
Yes. Thank you.
And Miss Naya, do you want to intro our outro song? Stephen and Susan Chudy, they're going to be discussing environmental issues with nationally renowned authors and activists. Eco Talk, it's your local link to a global network of folks who know. And by Miss Naya, I have no idea about this song, so I cannot intro it. It's called Sia Chandelier. Anybody?
This is KZFR 90.1 FM, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Up next, Ecotopia, now being broadcast over KCMJ, community-powered radio in Colorado Springs. Tonight, we'll be playing excerpts from the recent speech.
It'll be all right. Don't worry, sister. Say your prayers and sleep tight, and it'll be fine. Love will start falling, be just fine. Lend your voices only to sounds of freedom. To be free from the lies of love and bravery, and you shall lead a life uncommon.
Tear down these walls, tear down these walls.
Thank you.
things inside my head. They scare me, they scare me when I am alone. All my fears, they show their face. Yeah, I swear there's no escape. They scare me, they scare me. Knock, 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 someone let me out. Knock, 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 I try and shut them out, but walls cave in. I guess it's time I let them fall. I've been holding in everything for far too long. Ashes, ashes, we all fall down. Ashes, ashes, we all fall down. I'll shed this skin. And when it's time, I know I fly again. I hear them through the walls. They keep on calling out my name. Yeah, they don't want me to change. They scare me, they scare me. Knock, 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 someone let me out. Knock, 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 I try and shut them out. Walls cave in. I guess it's time I let them fall. I've been holding in everything for far too long. We'll be right back.
God only knows I've given more.